Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise for Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong, or should I say my sister in Christ, Haley Strong.
I am 33, my sister in Christ. Yes. I wish we were smart enough at audio that we could like echo ourselves saying that.
I know. That was probably my favorite editing moment of the night was Kate's tagline.
And honestly, the first time she said it, I was like, that's really funny. I'm going to use that. And then the 45th one, I was like, oh, sister.
Yeah, the editors really threw under the bus. Do you think it was like, she's like, this is a funny line. I'm going to make sure it gets in the show. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got it in the show.
Well, I think she was probably like, oh, one of these moments are going to make it to the show. Not all of them.
Right. Well, because a lot of that footage was kind of in their like getting ready space that doesn't usually make the show. And then maybe the one time she thought, okay, I'm going to try this out, was when the cameraman was there. And so, yeah, they did her a little dirty with that. But hey, you know, you said it.
Interesting episode for a lot of people tonight. Thankful, like the gods were looking down upon us and there was only one episode this week. But it felt like a lot happened because I watched over two nights and I'm like, oh, yes, like there was a lot of content here.
You're like, I have to break it into two nights. It's just my tradition now that it's a two night thing.
I have to. It can't be done all in one night. And also with the time change, my sleep schedule has been adjusted into one that I love, which is that I fall asleep before 10 p.m.
Nice. It has helped me get to bed a little earlier, too.
Yeah, like my sleep schedule is like really thrown off for probably the last month. And this has really like helped it get back to where I want it to be. Now, does it make up for it getting dark at 4 p.m.? No, of course it doesn't. But like, I have to take these little wins where I can.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think it was nice to get the reprieve of just one episode. It also showed that they can get content enough for like we could do this as a 1 week thing. ABC, let's get on this. We would enjoy it a lot more. We got a rose ceremony in there. We can make it work.
Yeah, and I would have to say like I think that's kind of like the general consensus. We got two questions this week from our audience. So I think a lot of people are kind of like over this.
Right.
Not necessarily us. Maybe they're over us. I don't think so, though.
I hope not.
I hope not.
Yeah. It's just the Bachelor in Paradise fatigue. So speaking of that, we did get a premiere date for Bachelor. If anyone's still clamoring for Zach's season, I saw a lot of people clamoring for a different candidate for Bachelor after this episode, but we'll get to that. But it's moved back a little bit. Usually it's actually since for many, many years, it's always been the first week of January, like right. It's like the new year, new Bachelor. It's going to still be January, but it's January 23rd. So thoughts on that?
I feel good about it. I honestly, the New Year Bachelor is a little tough because I feel like we're coming off like go of the holiday season. And then uh-huh. just to go right into it, it feels like a little bit of whiplash. So I'm excited to have like the 2-3 weeks like in between to kind of have a lull, catch up on all the shows that I'm not able to watch in this stacked full season.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I'm happy to have just a little bit of a break. Well, and you know, you and I have been going pretty ham for the last couple months. It's not nearly as aggressive as it was last year, but I think we're both welcoming a little bit of a pause, not from each other, but from the franchise.
Yeah, for sure. And then I did see one news story come through, a new baby in Bachelor Nation. So Emily Maynard, she posted last week, she said, "Surprise, on August 31st, Tyler and I welcomed our sweet son, Jones West Johnson, into the world. During my surgery, we learned that he was born with Down syndrome. And while it was certainly a surprise, we have so much peace in God's perfect plan and know Jones is going to be a blessing to our family. He was in the NICU for a little over a month and is thankfully now home in all the chaos, and we couldn't love him more. And I'm happy to finally share the news and can share all the pictures with you guys. He's absolutely the cherry on top." And I didn't even know that she had like a daughter 2 years ago. So she has 6 kids now.
Yeah. Six. Yeah, so that's a lot of kids.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah. So, but very gorgeous family.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Ricky is like 17 or 18 now. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. Like, I'm looking at this picture right now and it's like, wow. Yeah. And she, I think Emily made a comment like she was leaning on her daughter a lot, just to not know the diagnosis ahead of time, I think was like a total shock. But just like, she's just such a great mom. So I can tell that she'll handle this and as, you know, as the perfect mom that she is. So
yeah.
She was on GMA talking about that as well. I'm seeing in her story that she opened up about his diagnosis on Good Morning America. So go search that up. All right. Any other news stories? I don't think there were.
I don't think so. Not that I remember. I feel like we talk about them all week and then we get to this point. I'm like, I don't know anything that's ever happened.
Right. I'm like, did we announce that Gabby and Eric broke up, or did we just think we did? Like, maybe that's the new story.
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about
it. We analyzed,
that.
Like, we just called it, like everyone else called it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I think, like,
sources are saying.
I think like, you know, it was Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon at like 4:30.
Okay. So there was another news story.
Yeah. The E! News story came out saying like, oh yeah, like Gabby and Eric have ended things, but neither of them have like officially said anything.
They haven't done the post. There was nothing on Dancing with the Stars. And I think they're probably not, maybe they're not going to announce anything until after that.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Or I heard, so I haven't watched this week's episode yet. Mm-hmm. I did see somewhere along the line, and maybe this was just a complete rumor and I've made it up. And if so, I'm sorry for spreading rumors. I do believe she's doing a contemporary dance next week.
Okay. Which is where you usually like talk about
like emotional things.
Yeah.
So if it's going to come out before the season is over, that's my bet. But we're so close to the end of the season that it's possible she'll just save it.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be, I think, planned well. And I think if you leave it till the end, then it's not distracting like the current audience that might not be tuned into Bachelor Nation news, but they're at least addressing it because of all the rumors. Like, you just couldn't hide from that interview she did of those clips. So the people that are in the know, it's like, okay, they'll see that, yeah, E! News, People is reporting this, but there are no statements out there. So if you're just a fan of her from the show, following on Instagram, you might not pick up on that. So.
Mm-mm.
On her own time. And Eric is still like tweeting. I think the supporting from afar means that he'll like share out,
post
like
her
vote
number.
For her. Yeah.
Yeah. Not her like actual phone number, no. Her like, yeah, her Dancing vote. With the Stars number. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get into this episode. We start out Kate and Hayden were still on their date. So the sense of time is a little odd with these dates and coming back a week later, like, can't we wrap up a date within one episode? Because it's really confusing.
Or even like a week, even over the span of a week. Let's just,
yeah,
high from, and tight it up.
Yeah. If we have to split it over a week, like, let's just let them come back. But so she's coming back from her date with Hayden. And then we also get she comes back and Logan's acting like he's not really sure how to feel. And Kate wants to kind of test out, like, he's just not giving her enough. But this leads to like a notebook like moment that we saw in the previews where they end up making out in the rain and everyone's cheering for them. So what did you think of how that developed? Are you buying into this couple?
No, not even a little bit. I cannot suspend my disbelief for this.
Yeah. Especially when we see how it progresses within the same episode.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and Genevieve, Aaron gives her a major fake out. Where he pulls her aside and says, you know, like, after our fight, like, that was really heated. And I told you that was a lot. I told you I was falling in love with you, but that was a lie. But he said it, he was selling it. So I was a little worried that he was going to say, like, oh, I didn't mean this. Did you know where he was going with this?
I like had a feeling, but I also was like, he could just be like, nah, I'm out.
I was caught up in the moment. He could have pulled an Eliza, right?
I very well could have.
Yeah, but so he says, we've seen this in like proposals or like in The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where it's like, that wasn't true. I'm in love with you. Or I am falling in love with you. He didn't even say I'm in love with you. It was like,
mm-mm.
I said I thought I was falling and I have fallen. So the degrees of different ways you can say that you're in love. But I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this couple. I don't think they have the legs.
I don't either. I think they're really swept up in what's happening. And I just like the way they're fighting in like an environment where sure it's high stress, but you have like nothing else to do but develop your relationship or like work on anything that you want to like work on. Like, right. I just don't feel like they're going to make it in the outside world.
Yeah.
Do we know where they live? Are they both California people?
I think they are. I think Genevieve is going to be. I think Rachel moved in with Genevieve when Rachel moved to California. So whether
Really?
Yeah, I think Genevieve commented like roomy. So.
Oh, what an odd pairing.
So when Logan and Kate were making out, I think he was really hesitant at first. Like, well, he didn't want to kind of be all in because she's going on these other dates. He didn't really want to say like, no, don't do that. He was torn between his head and his heart. So I at least thought in that moment that he reassured her by saying like, no, I didn't want you to go. And she just said, well, why didn't you say that? But then soon after is when we get all those clips of her, like, my sister in Christ, I'm 33. Like, she just was playing up before the rose ceremony that she was maybe torn. Did you get that as a sense of like she wanted more airtime or to make it seem like she was really torn? Or did you believe that she was really torn because of this discrepancy in, well, Hayden makes more money and I need like big provider energy?
I'm not sure now that you're saying it. I was believing her that she like really did like Logan, but. But then, like, the way she was saying, she's like, well, like, Hayden has this and that. I'm like, yeah, but you know Hayden sucks.
Right.
Like, you've said it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you can be like, well, he makes better money, but, like, he sucks.
I'm sure other guys on the beach do, too. Then there are other guys that needed dates. Now, obviously not Jacob, because we saw what Jill said about him, but yeah, it seemed very like to suddenly make that judgment on him. Like, you knew his age before this, you knew like kind of his situation. So I wouldn't think that, you know, Hayden would be, you know, who you're looking for. Like, Alex makes more money, right? That's why Victoria was kind of tuning into him, that he's established.
Yeah.
So could you have just turned your attention that way?
Is Alex still there? Is he gone?
I have that in my notes because he was not visible at all during the rose ceremony, but at the very end, we see him being like, later, guys. Like,
yeah, honestly, I don't know who went home. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was just a matter of me not like right. paying attention, because at the end when Jacob had like the end clip,
yeah,
both Ethan and I were like, oh, Jacob left.
Right. Right. At first I thought it was only down to Justin and Rodney because that's all they were showing.
Me too. And I felt like we only saw Justin leave.
But it was Alex, Hayden, and Jacob also left.
Right.
So, yeah. So she's suddenly making it seem like, okay, well, Logan can't afford to have a gym membership at Equinox, which is a very expensive gym, from what I hear. It's not like just anyone can have that, but the way she was talking to
Shanae.
So she's
going to go from making fun of a guy last week for having too much disposable income yeah. to like making fun of a guy who can't like afford a stupid expensive gym.
Right. Also, we don't know that Hayden maybe just went into debt for his dog. We don't know that he just had like the six figures laying around.
Yeah.
So, because she said, like, maybe his priorities aren't aligned. That could be that he just doesn't know how to manage his money and he's just, like, taking out a ton of loans. Who knows? Borrowing from people. So,
yeah.
Yeah, she's establishing that there's some tension there. But, yeah, I didn't see Hayden moving on at all. We get to the rose ceremony. Kind of the base, the couples that you can predict. Some of them are basic couples. We'll just say that. But Genevieve and Aaron, Brittany, Tyler, who have kind of vanished, Danielle, Michael. Oh, I should note, the women were giving out, as we suspected, the women were giving out the roses again.
Wild. Yeah. Wild.
Out of the four rose ceremonies, the last three were the women. So is nothing sacred on this show anymore?
No, nothing. They don't care about any formats anymore.
No. Jasenia and Andrew, again, also they're a very invisible couple. Brandon and Serene. And then a little bit of a surprise to me, Flo and Shanae picked the twins.
Flo didn't surprise me because like she didn't really have any other options.
Right.
But Shanae going for a twin over Jacob was kind of surprising.
Right. Did she say something like you light up, like something about like acting like she has some feelings there?
So, wild.
Yes. And then, interestingly, when Kate calls Logan up, this also plays into my, like, she wants airtime theory, because we never see somebody give some sort of, like, statement like she gave, where she said, there's definitely something here, but I need more. Can you give that to me? It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, and I love Logan's confessional after being like, what more are you looking for? Like, what is it that you want? Because I don't think Kate actually told him the reservations she right. had.
And I thought they established it when they were making out in the rain that she kind of told them, like, I just wanted you to say this. And I thought it was like, okay, we're good now. So, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't so I think say, he's totally thrown off.
Yeah. Because, yeah, does it mean I need more communication? I need you to make more money. Like, what are you asking of him? And then we did see, so this is Eliza and picks Rodney, but there was a whole, like, which way is she going to go? Tons of confessionals of her like friends and everyone on the beach saying like, well, Rodney, she's obviously got to pick Rodney. And when she talked to Rodney after, she also expressed like when he said like, no, I don't want you to go, I should have done this. She's like, that's all I needed to hear. So it seemed like, okay, they're good. But she also met out with Justin before the rose ceremony as well. So where did you think she might go with this rose?
Okay. So I ended the episode before, so right at that commercial break.
Okay.
And then when I don't avoid next day spoilers. I just mm-hmm. don't.
Yeah.
So I had seen like a lot of talk of like Rodney for Bachelor, yep. like for the next Bachelor, like mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. How could he like be treated like this? Blah, blah. So I was like, oh, okay, well, she picks Justin.
Right.
So when we get, so when I pick the episode back up.
So it kind of spoils how it played out.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, well, she's picking Justin. Mm-hmm. And then she picks Rodney. And I was like, wait. What?
Right. Rewind. Yeah. So I guess we were given enough info to show sort of what we find out later on, that she felt maybe like pressured to make that choice by other people. But that was all confessional. It didn't really seem like people were saying, like, come on, you got to pick Rodney. Like, he adores you. It seemed like they were sort of like, I'm going to put that in the universe. She's got to pick him. But maybe we were just missing that, or she could pick up that energy as well.
Yeah.
But after she calls Rodney, like, people are like, I think we see Genevieve saying, like, thank God. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's happy. He's relieved. It seemed like people maybe were sensing she was going the other way. And so it was like, mm-hmm. this, like, happy surprise for them because everyone loves Rodney. But she goes after Justin to kind of say bye, which we don't usually see either when at a rose ceremony. It's sort of like, okay, I just got eliminated. But she escorts him out and is pretty emotional, gives him a hug. But I thought he handled it really well. Like, no, don't, like, feel bad. Like, you deserve the best. It wasn't like he was pissed or making her feel guilty, but apparently she did.
Yeah, I really liked how Justin came off in this.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So he heads out, and surprisingly, I guess he goes back to Maryland, because I thought for sure he'd be just in a hotel nearby for the next day.
They probably immediately drove him to the airport and was like, babe, you are getting on the plane. You are not coming back here. Sorry. Yeah, like, you hope you chance. Didn't forget anything.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And yeah, what did you think of Kate's comment that she'd sooner go for a woman than the twins? As if, like, what's so bad about going for a woman?
Like, I know. I don't know. I was like, girl, I think it's a
disparaging comment.
Yeah, I think it was another thing where she was trying to be, like, funny mm-hmm. and, like, make good TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, like, she's going for Logan. Like, is that different?
Right. For sure. Yeah, not much. In terms of, like, the age difference between them, yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, so we see Hayden, Jacob, and then Justin and Alex get eliminated. But yeah, as we said, edited very oddly. The next day, there's a date card. Okay, who would you have given this date card? Because it goes to Michael and Danielle, who have already had a date I think there are other couples that have not had a date or not had their own date. They've had double date.
Like, have Aaron and Genevieve officially gone on a date? Probably, right?
Just that double date, which wasn't very romantic.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have probably given it to them. Mm-hmm. Or I would love to see another Serene and Brandon.
Yeah.
Or Brittany and Tyler. Brittany and Tyler haven't had a date.
Brittany and Tyler, they seem like, Brittany said that they're like, everything's perfect with them. So just seems like total favoritism. Like, it doesn't seem like, again, like with the structure of the show, that some people should get, some couples should get two dates in a short span and others haven't even gone on one. Like, it just seems like certain couples that they're trying to push forward, you know, they, there's always like this day where they either break up or they go to fantasy suites. So
yeah,
they can't have, they're like, we're not paying for all these fantasy suites. So certain people are like, they're given the shot and others are not. Even Andrew Jesenia, like, they haven't had the chance to really, I'd like to see if there's anything there.
No.
So yeah, but the date card goes to Michael and Danielle. I think Wells maybe just wanted to hang out with them. Like, Danielle's his friend. It's like,
I think so. I think we'll do this. Yeah, he was like, okay, like adults, come hang out with us, because mm-hmm. what was the point otherwise? And I felt like we didn't even really get any breakthroughs here.
No, we saw Michael fake complaining about it a little bit, like, hey, I just want to like hang out with Danielle, like, what is this? But it was one of those dates like we saw in those pandemic seasons before, where like Chris Harrison would go like run around and hand out ice cream and stuff. So just Wells doing it this time. They didn't make Jesse do it.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Although Wells did basically invite Michael to his wedding, because he said, you guys are coming to my wedding. Danielle's like, or you can come to my wedding. And Danielle's like, well, I'm already invited. So to me, like, if I was Michael, that would just give me incentive to, like, I'm going to make this relationship last so I can go to like a Hollywood wedding.
Yeah, I'm going to meet Jesse James Ferguson. Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Jesse Tyler, oh, my yeah. God. Jesse James Ferguson. Like, someone, please. My brain.
Got the Dancing with the Stars on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's going to have amazing food, destination wedding. Perfect. So I believe he was there, too. So.
I have also heard us. That.
Anything. And yeah, they just have like a third wheel kind of date where Wells, like, they talk about him meeting Sarah, and it just seems like he's trying to sort of be like, yeah, you guys could be just like us. And I don't think it's the same situation. Like, it's not going to be like with Michael. Like, when you know, because he's already mm-hmm. been through all that. So a little more nuance there with their situation. But I do like them as a couple. I think they fit well together. But yeah, we didn't get a lot of anything new here.
Mm-mm.
And then we see more of just everyone like so over the top happy for Rodney. Like, he's talking about how he said that Eliza is his future wife. He could see it. And Rodney's just talking to everyone else, getting hugs from everyone else at breakfast, but we don't see Eliza anywhere. And she's in her bed crying, taking a while to come down. And we see her talking about in her ITMs about she was hoping to have clarity. She thought that she would feel a different way after letting Justin go and staying with Rodney. What moment do you think it was for her? I think if either relationship was that strong, she would kind of know which way to go. So to me, I'm like, it's odd that she wants Justin, because
yeah, and I wonder if she would have picked Justin if she would have been like, oh, Rodney was right. The one.
Right. If it's not clear on either one, then maybe just not neither.
Yeah, or yeah, that's kind of what I thought she was gonna lean towards, was like, honestly, I don't think either mm-hmm. of you are who I'm looking for. I thought it was a little cold for her to be like, well, he has just all these things that you don't. And right. I love him being like, what things? And she's like, well, and he's like, okay, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he can give me more of what I need. It's like, well, what is that? Like, yeah. Because, yeah, I think that would have been clear earlier on. But yeah, she comes down. She's not looking great, like happy. She pulls.
She
him.
Looks beautiful. Yeah, per usual. Great,
but yeah, she's not looking excited.
Well.
Yes. So And everyone was kind of reassuring. Oh, she's just getting ready, you know, because he's like, where's my girl? I'm wondering, too, if it's kind of that, like, he's farther along than she is. And mm-hmm. you kind of get that ick or kind of like, oh, I'm not there feeling mm-hmm. where he's just like, I have you, like, nothing, nobody's going to take, like, he was overly reassuring her then at that point. Like,
yeah,
nobody's going to take, come in here and take you away from me. Like, you're mine. And so he's saying that while she's about to say that she doesn't think she made the right decision for her. She thinks she made, like, other people's decision. Ronnie asks, so is it him? She's kind of like nodding. Yeah. And yeah, says that thing about, I don't know. It was a little bit of just talking too much, like,
yeah,
rationalizing it. Just sort of say, like, my heart's somewhere else. Like, I didn't have the clarity that I should have for you, and kind of maybe put it more like, you deserve better kind of thing. It was a little more like acting like he's lacking something, which that I didn't love that part.
Yeah, I agree. I have a question. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, we feel bad for Rowdy. Mm-hmm. Do we feel that bad?
You mean the level of everyone back at the...
It's like, is what Eliza did to him really that different than what he did to Lace?
Ooh. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love Ronnie as much as the next guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that he got... dealt the hand that he previously dealt to somebody else.
Because, yeah, it wasn't like at a rose ceremony. They kind of split off, but it was the construct of the show. She comes back a little early and he just, like, changes it up on her. She thinks they're good. Yeah, a little bit, because it's, I guess, a little bit different structure of how this person came back in, but it was like, yeah, Eliza was an intruder in a way, and Justin came back as, like, a surprise entrance, like, to kind of come and intrude and shake things up. So, yeah, I think what threw everyone off is that because it was against structure, like, oh, he made it through the rose ceremony, like, they're in the clear, everything's good. It wasn't on anyone's radar, and I was kind of surprised that, because I think she has some strong friendships on the beach, that the women weren't really picking up on it either, that this could happen. So everyone was really thrown. Like, it didn't seem like she really telegraphed that to anyone, that, like, oh, I'm really, like, second guessing my decision. I think they just thought she was upset about hurting Justin. So they have, everyone's kind of, there's a group who's analyzing, okay, that didn't look like it was going to be a good conversation. Okay, Andrew, you go give us a thumbs up, thumbs down. And he, like, gives the thumbs down right away from observing. And then everyone's just, oh no. And so that group is sort of on top of it. They're anticipating it. And then there's this whole other group, totally shocked when Rodney comes up, upset. And everyone's breaking down about just how emotional Rodney was, how Rodney said, like, I'm hurt, I'm embarrassed. And then, like, how could he be embarrassed? He's so great.
And I love that the guys are crying. Mm-hmm. They're, like, not afraid to show that emotion. Mm-hmm. Was that a lot of feelings for the situation?
Right. And these were, like, when they showed the clips of Serene being upset, of Brandon being upset, they're just upset about Rodney. Like, there's no trouble in paradise for that couple. I think the producers loved it for, like, the clips they could get for mm-hmm. the teaser. Like, everyone's so upset about something, and they could make it look like people are upset about their own relationship in different scenes. But yeah, I don't know if it's the case of, like, you're around other people crying and you just, like, makes you cry.
Yeah.
But,
and, like, I don't doubt that, like, they love him very much and they'll mm-hmm. miss him and they want the best for him. I don't doubt that for a single second.
Right.
But they've known each other for 15 and a half minutes. Like, I'm not even convinced Eliza and Rodney have been together for a full IRL calendar week.
Right. Yeah. So are they more upset that, like, their pal isn't going to be with them to round this out, or that, like, they thought he found his dream girl? I don't know. Or just seeing their friend hurt, I guess, was the main thing. But after all that, and we talk a lot about Bachelor edits that might come out of VIP, why did Rodney not make the cut for this? because that, like, they have this whole storyline here. This is like this whole setup. We didn't see Zach get that emotional with Rachel.
Yeah, it's wild because, like, not only were we calling for Rodney as the Bachelor
before
Clayton,
uh-huh,
before we even saw Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
And then this happened. So my only guess, besides the blatant racism from ABC that we've been seeing for 2 decades now, mm-hmm, is that they were worried that spoilers would come out about VIP.
Mm.
Because of when they were started, like, they would have started filming The Bachelor just as Bachelor in Paradise was starting to air. And I feel like they couldn't have kept that under wraps. But what do they care spoiling their own show?
Right, because, like, Clayton, we knew about Clayton.
We knew about Rachel.
Rachel,
we
Lindsay.
Knew about Nick before that Bachelor in Paradise season was over.
Right. Right. So,
and maybe it's just how many weeks it was planning on being, or mm-hmm, because, like, because Rodney comes down and Teddy's interested, and that was a catalyst for her leaving. And then Lace was there. And, like, so it's just like there are a lot of storylines that are now pointless,
mm-hmm,
because Rodney, we know, is the Bachelor. But honestly, what does it matter? What do exactly, we care?
Exactly. Yeah. Because with Rachel Lindsay, like, I was excited that she was the Bachelorette, of course, but to me, like, it's almost like worse when it's close to the end and it's like, okay, you just totally spoiled the ending because I didn't see it with Raven, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm, it just seems like they would have a lot more of a rooting interest going in. It would just make a lot more sense. He would be a stronger lead just overall. So very odd. But one thing I did like about back at the beach, I did like that there was a group of women that still did go up and talk to Eliza. They weren't berating her or anything.
Yes.
It's like, hey, you did what you had to do. And
absolutely.
Even though they had the mixed feelings about, they were devastated for Rodney, they really encouraged her, like, okay, there you go. You have your answer. This is how you were feeling. So I did like that they supported her with that. And apparently it means that she had to fly back to Maryland. And this is kind of where we end the show. Kind of was it Joe and Kendall going to Chicago to chase after Joe? I'm a little surprised that we get this whole segment of back in Maryland, that they would kind of follow it through to that level.
Yeah. And, like, we're not even in Paradise anymore. Like, couldn't have this been like a reunion clip?
Right. Exactly. So
do you think it was actually do you think producer, you leave Mexico, go follow this?
That's what they made it seem like. But now you mentioned it, I'm thinking, okay, they got the order for, like, we need more episodes, let's just go do this now kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
That it was much later. He did look very shocked, just sort of not expecting it. It wasn't like he had a film crew in his place, you know? Mm-hmm. So at least he wasn't expecting something from that end.
And it's like producers just gave out Justin's address.
Right. That's true.
I'd be a little, like, PO'd about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But they knew he was home. Maybe he had, like, you know, like, they could have had a producer, like, okay, I'm going to schedule a Zoom with you, or, you know, something. They would have had to, like, really plan it out. But we're going to film a reunion segment. He must have had something on his mind. But, yeah, that's where we leave it. Do you think that couple will make it? Do you think you'll root for them?
Will I root for them? I don't know. Maybe. I guess so. But I also am, like, I think I'm falling victim to the preview,
mm-hmm,
which is that it made it seem like Justin is just kind of like,
I'm confused.
You said no.
Right. Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
See that happen a lot where I think it happens more too with the guys. Like, we'll see, like, a bachelorette season end, and they'll ask, like, the second choice, like, well, like, if it doesn't, would you take her back? And it's like, no, I wasn't chosen, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was in love, like, but now I was second choice.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty vindictive in that way, mm-hmm, where it's like, I can forgive, I can't forget.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we have a couple questions, as you mentioned. This is from George. With only one episode, I don't have as much to comment on this week. I realize I rarely get past seeing the cast as characters on my screen and allow myself to care about their quote-unquote real lives after the show ends. Michael and Danielle are my exception for this season. I hope they end up happy. Of the 10 couples remaining, who do you think will remain together through the finale? See, even seeing 10 couples, I'm like, whoa, there's 10 couples. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go there. I mean, I think Michael and Danielle.
Yeah, I believe in them. I mm-hmm. believe in Serene and Brandon.
Yeah.
I will take Brittany and Tyler, but I don't think they're lasting more than a calendar year.
Okay. I just want to see more from them. I trust Brittany at her word, like that they're doing really good, but we haven't seen a lot of that.
Yeah, and maybe we're not seeing a lot from them because they've already broken up.
Right.
I think Genevieve and Aaron are going to last past the reunion, but not much further.
Right.
Jasenia and Andrew, I don't think they're making it off the island.
No.
Victoria and Johnny, I'm skeptical about. Mm-hmm. Shanae and Joey, not happening. Florence and Justin, not happening. Not. Kate and Logan, not happening.
Right. Yeah, I would have said them just based on their first date. I was like, well, they're so solid. They just seem like they were like affirming each other and all that. And then it's really taken the turn. So he's kind of seems skeptical of it now. Like, well, if I'm not enough for her.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to hit him that like nothing he does is actually going to be good enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
because she's like she's just looking for a guy who's not Logan currently. And maybe Logan right. will be that in like six years, but he's not that right now. And that's fine.
Yeah, I thought it was funny how when the guys are all hanging out and they're like, well, what did. So Aaron was talking about like him and Genevieve dropping the L-bomb. And then Michael asked, so what did Kate say to you? So it's, you know, we hear it and we think like everyone hears what they say, but it must be like the mics, they amplify it so you don't really hear what everyone says when they get their rose. And they were just so shocked that she was like, yeah, I need more from you. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, you don't say that at the rose ceremony. It's just not expected. So then we have also from George, I saw many on social media campaigning for Rodney as the next Bachelor. Are you like me, having forgotten that Zach Shellcross was already announced on The Bachelorette after the final rose episode as the next Bachelor lead?
I did forget. Yeah.
We want to forget. I didn't forget. But yeah, Jesse Palmer did an interview where he said this season is one of the more emotional journeys that we've seen, and potentially more love story than drama, which isn't the show supposed to be that? So
yeah. Do you think he just like falls in love with one person right away and it's just like so obvious from the beginning,
or is it gonna be like a Ben Higgins where it's like, oh, two? I don't know. And yeah, he said something else like all the women just love Zach, so they're really trying to hype up that like this was a good choice. We're not buying it yet. We gotta see it January 23rd. And then Chantel Francis says, do you think that Kate is actually, quote unquote, auditioning for the villain role on Selling Sunset? Apparently, she works for the Oppenheimer group.
That's an interesting tidbit. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she's auditioning for the villain. I think she's trying to be funny. Like, I think she's wanting to get funny time.
Mm. Yeah. Or just airtime. See, yeah. I don't watch Selling Sunset, so I would be curious to see. I mean, one thing that I really get from her is that, like, I was like watching her, I'm like, she would be good on a show like Survivor. She just seems so charming, and the way that she could even convince Hayden, like, no other woman on that beach could like make Hayden feel like he gave them a good date. Like, she's like, yeah, I had so much fun with you, and it just seems like. I'm watching, I'm like, it doesn't seem sincere, but she plays it off like sincere. Like, it reads as sincere, I think, to everyone. And she's so like buddy buddy with everyone, like with Rodney, like talking about like the situation, like, oh, this broke me to see this. And I think she can pal up with a lot of people. So I could totally see her doing well on a show like that if it's about like connecting with clients and real estate. but also having sort of like sharing your personal life on the side or having drama with the other agents. I don't really know. That's just what I pick up on what the show's like. But
yeah,
I would be curious if it's just like, I just got the sense like this is somebody who's disappointed that they didn't get enough airtime on their season. Mm-hmm. They didn't make it far. And it's like, I'm going to make Paradise worth my while. I'm going to have fun with it.
Yeah. And like, I felt like, I think she has like some, not like scripted jokes, but like the sister in Christ thing, yeah. Like hilarious. Mm-hmm. But then it was done 75 times.
Right. Right. And I do believe that she wants like someone who's established, but I don't think that she's like nitpicking to the point of like, oh my gosh, I can't afford this thing or that thing. Like,
yeah, like you really care about Equinox that much?
Yeah.
And what about Soul Cycle? Just kidding. I don't know. It's the same price. Like,
right. But
I get my sugar daddy to pay for my gym membership at the local Y.
Nice.
By that, I mean the person I'm married to.
Well, I was also curious, like, she seemed buddy-buddy with Shanae. How did that happen? Like, they were the ones laughing about his roommate situation and stuff like that.
I totally forgot about that. Shanae just has like a charm, I guess, on Bachelor in Paradise. Like if you're around her for more than like 15 minutes, you're like, oh damn, is she cool?
Like I think I would have been so concerned if you're Kate and you're saying like, oh, he can't do this, or I have a trainer, that Shanae wouldn't just go back to her high team and be like, wow, Kate is a gold digger and I can't believe she said this. I'm going to go right to Logan and tell him this, because she also had that connection to Logan. So just suddenly trust Shanae.
I totally forgot about that.
But yeah, it's bad editing, I think. They're not giving us like, how did this come about? So that is that for questions. Is Doug still sending takes and watching?
He's on vacation right now. So he said, let's pull up his text. Sorry, I haven't been able to get takes in while I'm on vacation. Very excited to hear your summary of this week after not watching it. I'm sad Eliza chose Justin, but interested to see how everything else turns out.
All right.
So there you go.
All right. Well, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out what I'm reading at the Strong Library.
And I was a guest on the Married at First Sight Rehab Up with Asia and Jason last week talking about Reunion Part 1. So go check that out. And you'd find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. And fun fact, Asia will be joining us next week. So look forward to that.
And partner swap.
Yeah, exactly.
Or pod swap, I guess.
Right. Kind of. But you'll still be here too. So
I'll still be here too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So as always, everyone, thanks for listening and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.